You know, I'm looking at the Reddit right now, and it's getting a little bit popping. So, you know, I wonder if I could just this guy said one thing, and I chuckled when I read it. He said, "What's good, man? What's your take on the economy of IG models, especially the ones with a Gmail account in their profiles? My friends and I suspect most of them are escorts for tech pros."
What a weird question. I mean, weird as in, I feel like we haven't really discussed stuff like that before, but I guess people just...
We need to go down that...
Oh, you know what? The stripper episode might have given us some credibility experts in that. That might be what it is, the stripper strike. So maybe like now we're just sex worker economists. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I'm going to think about that. The guy's name is, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Chojin Densetsu.
Oh yeah, he's a good follower. He's a pretty good fan. He always bigs us up. So big shout out to him. Two people. One person on the Reddit made a list of every movie we ever mentioned. Another person made a list, or maybe the same person made a list of every book. So, yeah, there's some good stuff on there. But the thing with that IG model thing, you know, there's just rumors and stories, but I don't know how true it is, that a lot of them that you see always flying places but never seem to have a job and always on planes and always posting their shopping are supposed to be escorts in Dubai.
I heard that.
That's
too.
A big story.
You know, a lot of them is hoeing domestically as well, though. You know, you get in their DMs, man. A strong 40 might get you some play, you know, depending on when you catch.
Well, somebody was doing that, like DMing different IG models who never seem to be working but living it up, and making like offers, and then, you know, they would like accept and negotiate something, and then they would screen cap and blow them up, you know.
Oh come on man, what part of the game is that, player?
I don't know, man, but you know, it was white guys, so white guys just get indignant about stuff like white guys just see something and goes, that's fucking bullshit, man. You know, and they get mad and they just want to just expose truth. Like, you know, I think it's such good journalists. Like, they're some kind of injustice is going on. It just like bugs them.
You're gonna charge me $40 for a hand job? You think that's fair in this economy? I'm gonna fuck her shit up right now, man.
Yeah, they get like weirdly indignant about like stuff. Like it's weird, man, because like with black people getting shot and stuff, they'll be like, it's a shame we live in this world. But then there'll be something like, you know, there's a counterfeit Yelp review ring, and they'll be like, oh my God, you gotta get the bottom of this one. You know, they get indignant about weird things, man.
It's cuts at the fabric of our society.
Like, there was a whole website dedicated to exposing which IG models were escorts. And I'm like, just let them live, man. So
let them live.
These white guys were.
That's another thing I got to get out there on the forefront of and see if I could do some investigative, you know, journalism on behalf of the Sharks, of course.
Well,
and give y'all my updated report.
Well, there was this guy, there was this site, it was called like Dubai Toilets. It's very misogynistic, but Dubai Toilets, because what they started doing was calling them Dubai Toilets. And the reason they were called Dubai Toilets was that supposedly these sheiks and people with oil money in Dubai would DM and fly out these IG models, and for like an exorbitant sum, they would rent them for like a weekend or a week and just have these big orgies. And what was supposed to be involved in it as well was, I don't know where we're taking this podcast, but
water sports, right?
Yeah. Well, water sports and like crapping on them and stuff. That was the
What do they call that?
Well,
scatting. I think they call it scatting.
It's not the Ella Fitzgerald kind, but yeah, it's. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
I also heard that they were having sex with kids and shit Dubai, out there. This real wild stuff that seems, you know, kind of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, all those you know, rich, oil-rich countries, you know, they go out there.
In Dubai,
and you see that,
time.
Too, like, on that platform. Constantly. You'll see a lot of those girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Tinkled on.
Not on Instagram. They don't do it on Instagram. Just on Instagram, they'll always be in Dubai, and they'll always be on flights, and they'll always be like flossing and spending money and shopping, but they never have a job.
Well, no, they're not going to show the picture with the dude.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
face.
No,
of course
no.
not. You're not going to post that picture.
Yeah,
no. And some of those sisters, fine, man. Like, they really good looking women too, and I hate to think that they're out there degrading themselves like that, man. But, you know, who knows? They're out there, that's for sure. You know. And so they, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. You know?
Yeah. So they're always out there. They can never. I remember what the site was called. The site was called Tag the Sponsor. And the sponsor is basically the person who's flying you out places. You know, so you're basically like an escort or.
That's all unseemly, man.
A gold digger or something. And Tag the Sponsor was like what. They were doing was cutting out the guy that was sponsoring them and just acting like they were flying to these places on their own, but they were being sponsored. And then what they started doing next was they started trying to bust them by like getting in their mentions or pretending to be sheiks. So like somebody would be like, hi, you know, I'm from Dubai and I need to like rent you. Do you have any friends? How about 10 of you? Is it okay if we crap on you and stuff like that? Then, when they would like, you know, agree and stuff, then they would like blow them up. And then like, you know, their pages would go private. And I would be like, listen, if that's what the person wants to do, that's bad enough. Like, they don't need to be blowing up. Like, you know, somebody's got problems if they're letting themselves get crapped on like that. So just let them live. What do you have to,
Yeah, it's hating, man, you know, because they know they don't have the money to afford, to pay these women to come service their needs or hang out with them and party with them or whatever. So they're going to blow up the spot for everybody else?
Oh, I'm wrong. They're not called Dubai toilets. They're called porta potties. That's what the name for them. The name for them.
Wow.
That's even worse.
Yes.
And, well, you know what, guys, fellas, people, you know, that's, we did go off on a little bit of a, wow.
Yeah, this might be one of those outtakes. This is the example.
They went way somewhere else. This is not what we. Hey, we had a whole agenda, guys.
Yeah. So,
but sometimes you know this is what. One of our fans had a question, and it kind of evolved into that. You know.
Yeah.
Hey.
So if anybody wants to Google Dubai porta potties and see all the this. There's been dubious levels of proof. I have no idea if it's true and whatever, but that's the urban legend, the legend of the IG models secretly being Dubai porter parties and whatever. Yeah. But we don't judge. Everyone's got to make their money somehow. So okay, right. That will be cut out.
No hoe hating over here. No trick. No trick shaming. No hoe hating.
So that's going into the outtakes. So let's start fresh. Okay, so.